We're at the Royal Agriculture Winter Fair in Toronto today. We are here on an Ag Innovations Tour of Canada, and this was our first stop. And we're going to talk with Christine Wilkinson, who is Communications Coordinator for Farm and Food Care. Christine, first of all, let's talk about this organization, Farm and Food Care. And I guess it sounds like this is a lot like work that's being done in the United States to try to communicate agriculture, modern agriculture, to consumers.
So Farm and Food Care is kind of an umbrella company that supports and helps people to understand all different types of farming. So we are funded by the commodity groups. They're our members, and we help to communicate their information to the general public, so help to bridge that gap between consumers and the farmers. People are nowadays like three generations removed from agriculture, so it's really important that they get to know what goes on a farm so they can make better decisions moving forward, know more about where their food comes from, and just have a better understanding of what they do in every day, because everyone eats three meals a day at least. So, yeah.
And I'm sure you face a lot of the same challenges, obviously, that we face in the United States,
yeah,
as far as misunderstanding about agriculture and how food is produced.
Yeah, there's just so much information out there, right? Like, everyone gets information from the internet. They often believe the first thing they see. They don't go past the first page on Google search bar. So whatever comes up on that, they believe quite often. People rely on information on Facebook and social media channels, and that's not always correct, because anyone can put anything out there. So it's really important that we're able to give that true and factual information that's all scientifically backed up and right from the source. So we represent the farmers directly, and information is coming right from the farmers, so people can have a connection with them without having to meet them necessarily.
I know that's one thing we talk about is science versus emotion. I've had people say, well, but you can't use science with consumers necessarily. I mean, they're not interested really in facts and figures.
Yeah, they don't always understand it. Like, I personally don't come from a science background. I'm more of a social science person myself. So when people throw scientific jargon at me, I don't always understand it. So it's important to put it into plain language and not necessarily draw on emotions, but draw in kind of topics and relatable things that people can understand better, because they're more relatable to that.
Talk about your background, if you would. I understand you come from a farm.
Yeah, I come from a grain farm in Milton, Ontario. So we do corn, wheat, and soybeans mainly. Kind of an odd demographic for me, though. I live right in town, and we farm outside of town, obviously. But we farm right within all the 400 series highways. So driving the combine across the highways is a pretty odd sensation. We're seventh generation farm family. My brother just finished his agricultural diploma in Ontario too. So he's just taking over the family farm and helping out where need be, and rented his own land this year too. I help drive the grain buggy every now and then. I get to help with some decision makings, which is kind of fun. And then I showed beef for a number of years. So I've been involved in 4-H since I was 10 years old, finished the program 2 years ago, and lead now. But I think agriculture is so important for youth and building leaders of tomorrow.
So as far as your farm, what are some of the challenges that you face right now?
Urbanization is the biggest challenge, especially for Milton. So the greater Toronto area has sprawled a lot over the number of years. So in 2003, I believe, the population of Milton was 32,000 people. And now it's 132,000 people. So we've grown significantly in the past 15 years. And it's really hard to see that farmland just disappear to development. People that do come in don't always know what the land they were on was before. They don't understand that it's all agricultural land that they're now living on top of. So growing up, I used to go and look for golf balls in my dad's fields and just play in them and stuff. And now it's just covered by cement and concrete, so it's hard to see. And then just because people are becoming so far removed from the farm, when we talk about it, they don't trust us. They don't understand right away. And then, yeah, like the whole GMO arguments and hormones and antibiotics everyone's concerned with. So just getting information right to them is really difficult sometimes.
Yeah, and that is a big challenge as more people move to the country or as cities expand. They don't like the smells. They don't like the dust.
No.
They don't like the chemicals being applied to fields.
Yeah.
And so it's a whole education process, which is, again, is what you're doing here.
Yeah, so as I said, we have to drive across the highway to get the combine to different fields, because we farm right in between highways, and we get honked at and people cursing at us and not liking that we're driving slowly, but that's what we have to do. So try our best to educate them when we can.
Now, is your farm and food care, is this a nationwide program? Or
We are based in Ontario, so there is sister groups in Saskatchewan and PEI as well. It'd be nice if we had groups in BC and the rest of the provinces doing the same thing, but they use a lot of our resources. So there's ag federations in, I think BC uses them, Alberta does too, and Manitoba. They use our resources out there too. So this information is spread nationwide when possible. Like, we have The Real Dirt on Farming, which is a booklet that just shares a lot of common facts about food and farming across Canada. So it's all Canadian facts, not just Ontario. So we dropped the 12-page version of it in the Globe and Mail this past year, and everybody that subscribes to Globe and Mail got a copy of that on their doorstep on the Saturday morning. So, yeah.
So how would you describe, is there still an appreciation for what agriculture does in Ontario? Or?
Absolutely. People are so happy when they find out this information. Like, they don't know that this information exists. They don't know where to go to get the facts. So when we get to engage with them and talk to them, they're so appreciative that they had that opportunity. We do a lot of farm tours too, so we tour media influencers and dietitians to various farms throughout Ontario, and they always learn so much and take it back to their clients and are able to spread the great news about agriculture.